So why do we actually have attachments? Our attachments start when we don't want to let go. For example, the basement of our houses. We collect junk. And part of that junk is what we do understand that we don't want to keep in the lower level or upper level. So we transfer it to the basement. But we are not ready to let go of all that stuff because we still want to continue reconnecting with that. So in the process, we keep collecting more and more junk because we are attached. And why does this attachment happen? And how to let go of it? The attachment comes because of our desire of that particular item or that particular experience we had at that specific time. And we are not able to let go because we still need that experience or that object in our lives because it makes us feel good. Or maybe it connects us with a person or an experience that we are still craving for. So attachment actually is hindering and obstaculizing our way to our freedom, because with those attachments we cannot move forward. So here are a few simple exercises we can do to start letting go of the old and get into the new. The first one is to become aware that we are attached. The second one, to give a name to that particular object, experience, or person we are attached to, whether it's an object in our basement, a person in our lives, or any other aspect or experience we don't want to let go. The third one is to start parting, to start saying goodbye to that attachment. This conscious process will allow us to slowly understand the importance of breaking free and moving forward.